Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome into the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show. Flight is the next generation of light beer. Jack Heinrich here. Charlie will join us here in a second. Hawks lose 2-1. Second straight shootout, back-to-back days. Charlie, they're going the distance here, and what did they go, 5 rounds this time, 6 rounds last night?
Yeah, much-needed off day tomorrow after the second of a back-to-back when you go from Carolina, you get in late last night, then you have a second of a back-to-back, and it's, oh, by the way, a Tampa Bay Lightning team that is 13, that was 13-0-1 in their last 14 games coming into tonight, and the Hawks go the distance, 65 minutes of hockey, overtime and a shootout again. I imagine there are going to be some tired legs after this one, so a much needed off day tomorrow for Chicago.
Yeah, I think we need an off day too. It's yeah, been a long few days.
It's like feels like we've both been sick at different times, and then we finally get over one, and then the grind of the schedule just catches up, and so it'll be nice for all parties to rest.
It's been a long January. Yeah. Just put it that way.
Yeah, I think it's going to, the Olympic break is coming up in a couple weeks. I think that's going to be a really important time for the Blackhawks and for everyone, obviously, just to mentally and physically reset, because it has been such a compact schedule in the NHL this year. And I think the Hawks starting last night was a stretch where they play, obviously it was back-to-back, but then it was 3-4, but then now it's 6-9 games starting from yesterday. So it's a really tight schedule. And so for the Hawks to start this 6-9 stretch with 3 out of a possible 4 points, it's encouraging, even though that overtime period tonight it left you wanting more, given the chances that they had in that 3-on-3.
Yeah, I mean, going to that overtime period, they had a open net there. They just, the puck bounced a little too high for Andre Burakovsky's stick. But, I mean, they had trouble with the shots on goal all game, but they dominated that overtime.
Yeah, they did. The third period and on, which I know you can't eliminate the first two periods because that's a 40 minutes of play, but it felt like from the third period on, Chicago really started to find its legs finally, because it was all Tampa in the second period, in the first two periods, even though the score was just 1-1. But from the third and on, it felt like Chicago finally was able to push back just a little bit. And then in the overtime, probably a little nervous for the overtime period, because Tampa Bay has guys like Nikita Kucherov and Anthony Cirelli and Jake Guentzel and Brandon Hagel they match up as well as anyone in the entire NHL, skill for skill. And for the Blackhawks to go toe-to-toe with them in overtime, but also like be the team that dictated the pace of play in overtime, I thought was encouraging. And you mentioned the Burakovsky to Mikheyev chance. When it happened in real time, I thought Mikheyev might have hit the post, and then, but what an unbelievable save by Vasilevskiy, who got the stick on it, and obviously the puck then trickles through the crease, and then Burakovsky's momentum was taking him away from the net, so he had to like pump the brakes, try to like push himself off to go try to scoop the puck into the net. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to get there on time, but boy, the Hawks had their looks in overtime.
Okay, Charlie, we're going to do more, but first we have to pause for station ID. You're listening to Blackhawks Hockey. 2-1, Lightning beat the Blackhawks in a shootout. It was a tight game, Charlie. I mean, Arvid Soderblom, I mean, you're not looking at moral victories, but he had a rough stretch here in the middle of the season, but he's really starting to come out of it, capitalized by tonight, and he's had good stats against the Toronto Maple Leafs, and it's a similar color scheme today, and he played really well today.
he was so good, and prior to his last start against the Boston Bruins, he had won back-to-back games, and I thought he played really well in those games against Dallas and then the Vegas Golden Knights, even though he only had 13 saves against Vegas. He picked up the win in overtime. And then the Boston Bruins game, I know he allowed 5 goals against, but he was so good in that first period for Chicago. And, man, I just remember the save that he made on David Pastrnak. Like, he was really good. And so for him to get his third win in – I'm sorry – for him to get his third point in his last 4 starts, so he's now 2-1-1 in his last 4 starts, I think he can build on that. And one of the things that Jeff Blashill had said a while ago when we were talking to him, Arvid got off to a really strong start to the season. He had a 3-1-1 record through his first 5 starts, and then came that Buffalo Sabres game where he allowed 9 goals, and he was essentially out there for all 9 goals, mm-hmm. and it was not by design. Jeff Blashill was not trying to send a message to Arvid like he's going to wear it because he was bad. That was the second of a back-to-back.
Yeah, they needed him.
They needed him, and they didn't want to overtax Spencer Knight. And actually, one thing that Jeff Blashill has said that he learned from John Cooper, who was obviously the head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning that Blashill spent 3 years under prior to getting the Blackhawks job, was that one thing John Cooper did with Tampa Bay, or does with Tampa Bay, is when it's a non-Andre Vasilevsky start, he really does not want to put Vasilevsky in the net when the backup is starting. So things would have to go really sideways, or it would have to get, I know that, the you know, even on sideways games, like it's rare for John Cooper to put Vasilevsky in a relief appearance. And so I think Blashill took that to Chicago, knowing that he doesn't want to overtax Spencer Knight, and when it's an off night for Spencer Knight, he doesn't want to put him in unless it's a significant circumstance where it's an injury. So, but anyway, what I was getting at is Arvid wore all 9 of those goals,
yeah.
and Blashill said that's kind of where he pinpointed things started to go sideways for Arvid, because his confidence took a little bit of a hit. Like, it is very rare for a goaltender in today's NHL to be in net for 9 goals against yeah. in a game. Usually, like, you give up 4 or 5, and it's, you know, it's right. relief appearance. And so, unfortunately for Arvid, he had to wear all of that. And that was the start of Arvid's 5-game stretch where he went 0-5-0. And so, Jeff was saying a few games ago, mm-hmm. he was saying he took a while for him to kind of regain that confidence. But now we're seeing the confidence back in Arvid, and hopefully he's able to continue to build on the last 4 starts versus the previous 5.
Yeah, that is very encouraging today, even if you're not looking at moral victories. I mean, they still get a point, and it's one of the, I mean, they faced the 2 best teams in the Eastern Conference, 2 of the best teams in hockey, and they took them all the way to the wire, so that's definitely a positive sign, especially when they're starting to get healthy again, because they were really injured, and they were struggling a little bit, and they found their way, and then guys are coming back, and they're working it all out, but now they're starting to hit their stride again.
Yeah, no question. It's been a weird, like, last month for the yeah. Blackhawks, where, like, they lose Frank Nazar, they get Connor Bedard back, and then the stomach yeah. bug goes around, and the lineup is a little bit crazy, and then the Hawks get Frank Nazar back, but then Jason Dickinson's out of the lineup last game because of an illness, and then they get him back, and so it's been a chaotic last month for the Blackhawks, but it's been encouraging to see, slowly but surely, they're starting to get their important pieces back, and hopefully Teuvo Teravainen, who hasn't played in the last week and a half now, hopefully he's going to return to the lineup fairly soon for the Blackhawks, and then they can be at full strength for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, and then hopefully they keep, like you said, getting healthy, and they were playing so good, and then they got hit with everything. So now the schedule is so condensed, and like you said, it's a gauntlet, so they need to be full strength. How about that move Louis Crevier did in the shootout? We were talking about him maybe yesterday he was going to shoot, but today he gets out there, and this crowd was loud at the end of the game there, and they went nuts when he pulled that move off.
It was, because you rarely see a defenseman that's 6'8" get a shootout opportunity like that. And Louis Crevier is not, like, he's not Erik Karlsson, where he's like a puck-moving defenseman that, you know, that's his skill set.
Yeah.
He's more of a defensive defenseman, but we are at practices and we're at morning skates, and it was the morning skate when the Blackhawks held the was it the Make-A-Wish, when they had those mm-hmm. those couple yeah they had the 2 visitors at morning skate, and they were doing a shootout, and Crevier pulled off a successful move, and then it might have actually been in practice prior to that, but they were doing some shootout drills, and Louis Crevier, like, was successful at the shootout, and it was funny, because it's like, you don't really think of Louis Crevier as a shootout guy, but you're like, maybe that's why he's successful at the shootout, because you're like, well, there's no book on him.
Yeah.
Like, there's no book on what
you
do.
Yeah. Exactly. Or someone his size coming. Yeah,
yeah, like Andre Vasilevsky, he can read the pre-scouting reports on, you know, Connor Bedard and Frank Nazar, but there's no pre-scouting report on Louis Crevier's shootout tendencies, right? So that probably just makes it so unpredictable. And Crevier has some slick hands. Like,
he has
some slick hands. And, man, I was really hoping that shootout goal would stand as the winner.
Yeah.
Because that would have been an amazing talking point, and Louis would have been interviewed after the game, and it would be talking about like his shootout moves, because he has hilariously become one of their good options in the shootout once they start to get in the like the mid rounds.
Yeah, he threw him out. Jeff Blashill threw him out there pretty early. So
yeah, that was round four.
Yeah, like out after the extra shooters, he was the first one out there, and you know when it's him out there because how big he is.
Oh yeah. And you did hear the crowd start. I don't know if they were booing.
I think they were murmuring. Like
I think they were looing. Like
Louis,
I think
that's what John's
looing,
saying.
Right?
Looing, yeah.
Yeah, because it definitely sounded like they were looing. But I also saw after Tampa Bay threw out their next shooter that would have, if Arvid Soderblom would have made the save, that would have been the Hawks' win. So I didn't know if the boos were starting to ramp up or if they were actually doing Louis chants. I think it was Louis.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. This crowd was good, even though it was negative 40 today in some parts, and it was a full house.
And at 6 o'clock start too, yeah, on a Friday, like it's a rare 6 o'clock weekday, mm-hmm, start for the Blackhawks, and this was a far better crowd than I was expecting tonight. And so there was good energy in the building. So it was a good hockey game.
Yeah, and they're playing good hockey, and then hopefully they can keep it rolling on Sunday. Charlie, you're going to stick around, I guess, with us.
Let's go to the end together.
Go to the end. There we go.
Let's do it.
It's fun. All right, so Charlie's going to stick around. We're going to get some tape rolling in here soon. Blackhawks lose to the Lightning 2-1 in a shootout. This is the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show on 720 WGN.
Lightning zone to Green. Wide open in front. Deekson shoots. He scores! A beautiful feed by Oliver Moore in front of the Lightning net, and there was Ryan Green to fire it home. It's an even strength goal, and the Hawks take a 1-0 lead.
Back here on the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show, Flight is the next generation of light beer, and that was the only goal for the Blackhawks today. Ryan Green getting a goal back in the first period. He spoke to the media. We'll get to him in a second, but first, tonight's Ice Times are sponsored by Rogers & Hollins, the most trusted jewelry store in America for more than 115 years. Alex Vlasic led the way for the Blackhawks at 23:42 of Ice Time, and the forward top was Connor Bedard, 21:36 there. So last night it was Louis Crevier at the top. Tonight it is Alex Vlasic for Ice Time. All right, after the game here, we talked about Arvid Soderblom's really good performance tonight. Let's hear what the Blackhawks goaltender had to say after this one.
That's a tough team to deal with. How'd you feel? I mean, quite a lot of looks he had to deal with tonight.
Yeah, but it was the best night. It was fun to play, to see a lot of shots. So for me personally, it felt good. Sucks that we didn't get both points, but yeah, I think we played our best in the third and made a push, but yeah, obviously not enough.
How unique to play shootouts in consecutive nights like this against those types of teams?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of games these days go to shootouts, and yeah, just got to be able to find a way to win those, and fortunately we didn't do it today.
Does it feel, I mean, last week you guys were on the other side of losing streaks, and it feels like every week something's changing with this team, but does it feel like you guys have put together something this past week?
Yeah, I mean, we're taking steps every day, and we want to improve and we want to get better, but there's still a lot of work to do. But I think for sure these two games have been steps in the right direction.
What will the key be to sustaining this?
Just come to the rink every day and try to get better. Try to push the limit and never be satisfied.
Solid breakaways is something you said you've been working on this season. Are you where you want to be in that area? So?
No, you're never happy where you are. I mean, unless you save everything. So there's stuff I need to work on as well. So, but yeah, you just want to make every save possible. So there's always stuff to work on.
What did you see defensively in front of you with a team like Tampa Bay with the firepower that they have?
Yeah, I mean, they're good at holding on to pucks and finding that next play. But I think we did a good job around the net. We had a good PK, so that helped me today. So, I mean, I think we've been taking steps defensively all year. So we just got to keep doing that, and we'll improve as a team.
There's Arvid Soderblom. Charlie, I like how he sounded pretty confident and, like, upbeat even in a loss.
Yeah, he's really even-keeled. When I see him behind the scenes, like at practices and morning skate, he's really he's got a calm demeanor about him. It's a different kind of calm demeanor than Spencer Knight,
yeah,
but it's similar. But you know that I'm sure he was battling confidence issues during that five-game losing skid, but it seems like he's slowly starting to turn a corner. And I like what he said. He wasn't satisfied. He's been working on shootouts in the off season, but last year he was working on rebound control. So it seems like every year he's like trying to focus in on something specific. And so a night like tonight,
and so a night like tonight
where he wasn't able to get that extra save in a shootout, it probably is stewing. He's stewing on it because that's an area that he's really trying to hone in on.
Yeah. All right. So that's Albert Soderblom. Let's hear from the Blackhawks goal scorer tonight. It was Ryan Green scoring his seventh goal. Let's hear what he had to say to the media after the game.
3 points in two nights, but you're probably a little disappointed.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's obviously a game you want to win. And, you know, I thought we played really well in the third and had some chances to put it away. But, you know, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to grow so we can win games like that.
What's it say that you're this close against two of the best Eastern Conference teams?
Yeah, I mean, I think that says, you know, a lot about us when you know, we're playing the right way and we're playing good hockey. I think we're a tough team to handle, and, you know, we're just trying to keep that going moving forward.
What did you see in your goal?
Just me and the goalie. Just had to find a way to put it in. Just happy winning.
Did you know Lardis was going to pull the defender, or did you see how that kind of played out?
Honestly, I had no idea. Unbelievable play by him, and then obviously great IQ by Morrissey to not touch that there and let Fleeky get onside. So great plays by both of those guys.
Goaltending has a lot to do with it, but playing well defensively the last couple games, what are you seeing on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think tonight we owe a lot of credit to Sody. I mean, I thought he was unbelievable, and you know, I don't think that game goes to overtime without him playing the way he did, so credit to him.
You young guys have been making an increasing impact on the penalty kill. Obviously, you probably don't want to be out there as much as you have been, but what's working for the young guys especially?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we've been doing the same PK now all year, and I think over time, you know, we've gotten more comfortable in it, and obviously it involves, you know, a lot of pressure and heavy pressure. We like to put teams on their heels a little bit and not give them too much time to make plays, so I think we've been doing a pretty good job of that.
It's a hard team to create offense against. Did you guys think you kind of caught your rhythm in that third period?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, I think the first couple periods there, they probably took it to us a little more than we did to them, but I thought, you know, we had a good push there in the third, and, you know, looking to build off that going into Sunday.
What's the difference there, changing the forecheck or something?
No, I thought we just played fast, played predictable, played the right way.
With a few goals from you lately, is that, I mean, if you look at it, if you're doing something differently, or just it's finally summer going for you, how are you?
Yeah, I don't think necessarily changing anything, just, you know, capitalizing on chances is obviously something that I've struggled with, so just trying to, you know, find a way to get those in.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
That was Ryan Green after a 2-1 loss for the Blackhawks to the Tampa Bay Lightning. 2-1 in the shootout. We're going to take a break here on the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show. We got more to get to. You're listening to Blackhawks Hockey on 720 WGN.
Look at this.
Oh, Louis Crevier. Oh, Louis just winds up and fires a bomb from between the circles. Put Vasilevsky back on his heels. Louis picks up the puck at center ice. Carries over the Lightning line on the right wing. Cuts in front of the net. Deeks and shoots. He scores! C'est la vie! Louis Crevier! Le Beau! And the Hawks in the shootout take a 2-1 lead.
That was Louis Crevier's shootout goal called by the great John Wideman. It was a good moment. Unfortunately for the Blackhawks, they fall 2-1 in a shootout, and they could not hold on after that goal from Louis Crevier. But the crowd was on fire here at the United Center. This is the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show. Flight is the next generation of light beer. Jack Heinrich filling in for Charlie or Meliotis. It's time for a Blackhawks prospect update. Let's check in on our next generation of players. Sponsored by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. We're going to go to Brantford in the OHL, and Merrick Van Acker scored his 31st goal of the season last night for the Bulldogs. He leads the OHL in goals this season. He was the 27th overall pick by the Blackhawks in last year's draft. So Merrick Van Acker off to a good start, or having a good season, rather, in Brantford. All right, let's hear what head coach Jeff Blashill had to say after this 2-1 loss in a shootout to Tampa.
First two periods especially, it seemed like tough going, but how big of a night was that for Soderblom, especially through the first two periods?
Yeah, no, he did a good job. Certainly kept us in there. We
We just didn't do a good enough job, I thought, of like making the harder plays to get out of our end. I thought we had too many times we made kind of soft plays, didn't get out of our end, so then you're kind of back in your end. I didn't think we were like giving up like grade A after grade A, but certainly getting leaned on in territorial-wise, you know. So that's probably an easier way for a goalie to be good, is as long as you can fight through the traffic, because you're not necessarily giving up like those backdoor plays, but there's a lot, you know, and I thought he did a really good job.
You saw McKay going to the x-ray room at the end of the game. Is he
all right? As far as I know, I just talked to the docs and nothing there.
Okay.
Yeah.
With Green scoring, obviously you've gone through a slump there for a while, and he scored a few times here lately. Have you seen any evolution, anything different, or just
I think just chances going in. Like, he's created a decent amount of chances over time here, and they weren't going in. I think, you know, the confidence is part of it. So once you kind of start scoring, that's why guys start going kind of in streaks a little bit, and they start scoring on a regular basis. So I just think it was chances going in.
There's Jeff Blashill playing part of his press conference after the game. Thought Arvid Soderlund played pretty well. I mean, and he did. He was very good for the Blackhawks, being able to keep them in the game, quite frankly. I mean, it was 21-6. The Blackhawks were being outshot through two periods, and then he's able to stand on his head there in that third period, and then let him, basically got him to the shootout, where the Blackhawks played better in the overtime and then got to the shootout, and then fortunately they just could not get the job done, but do get a point. They've gotten 3 out of 4 points in this back-to-back against two of the Eastern Conference's best teams. All right, we're going to wrap up the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show next on 720 WGN. Wrapping up the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show here. Blackhawks lose to the Lightning 2-1 in a shootout. Second straight game they've gone to a shootout. They won last night in Carolina. Could not get the job done here tonight at the UC, but they've picked up 3 out of a possible 4 points. Off day tomorrow for the Blackhawks before they're back here on Sunday versus the Florida Panthers. Same time as tonight, 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock puck drop here. And the Panthers, interesting scheduling quirk here. They're playing at 8 p.m. tomorrow night in Minnesota, and then they're coming to Chicago after that. So the Blackhawks will be relatively rested after they just played a back-to-back and have an off day. But it's a tough turnaround for the Panthers, and hopefully the Blackhawks can take advantage of that tomorrow. And this is the first time these two teams have faced each other since opening night down in Florida, where the Blackhawks pushed the defending Stanley Cup champions, two-time defending Stanley Cup champions, to the brink on banner night, but they just couldn't get it done. I think that score was like 3-2, something tight like that. But Blackhawks and Panthers on Sunday. Blackhawks hockey has been sponsored by Citgo. Score savings on every fill-up with Club Citgo. Download the app to start saving. United Airlines, your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, and Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. Big thanks to everyone involved in our broadcast tonight. Today at the stadium was Tony DeNardis filling in for me as our reporter. Back at the station, our producer was Eli Burke, doing a great job as always. Got an early morning tomorrow, grinding, doing a good job. Our engineer, our guy, Brett Jackson, back at the station helping us blast through your radios. And here at the UC, the Hall of Famer, Paul Zerang, helped us out. It was Charlie Meliotis joining John Weideman on the call of Blackhawks and Lightning that saw the Lightning beat the Blackhawks 2-1 in a shootout. I've been Jack Heinrich. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you on Sunday.